you know, we're told that actually that Allah has nominated an angel to sit over the tomb of Rasulullah. And when visitors, when pilgrims and visitors come to give him salams, the angel is passing that salam on to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for a pilgrim or for a Muslim, every time we give greetings upon the Prophet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us blessings and greetings in return. So, but even besides all of that, even just to be in the city where he migrated to flee the persecution that him and his companions and his followers were experiencing at the time from the Quraysh tribe in Mecca, and to know that he moved there and Islam began to spread and he made his home there, he built the first mosque there and he died there. You know, it's quite powerful to know that actually the roots of who I am today, my beginning, the start of my journey of Islam actually, you know, started here with him 1400 years ago. And that would be very powerful. You know, I listened to the story of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, of his whole life, based on all the earlier sources. And when you listen to it and you really feel like you know him and you know his family and you hear the stories of his campaigns and how Islam spread, and then to be there in his city, in his mosque, greeting him, it's quite something to look forward to.